On the tee from Scotland, Russell Knox.
It's looking good again. It's looking good again. Oh, he's done it! I don't believe it!
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Coming up in part two of this Highland special, the Irish Open Legacy. How has the event impacted on other courses in the county? We'll go to Port Salon Golf Club and we'll hear from the Donegal County Council and Foilshire Ireland Donegal on how important it was to have the Irish Open in the county. The pictures of Inishowen and Donegal were beamed around the world and now international visitor numbers are on the rise. Cahill Doherty is owner of the Ballyliffin Townhouse Hotel, the venue of the Rory Foundation Gala Night during the Open. Cahill has seen his bookings rocket for the next 12 months.
We were most fortunate. We had the Rory Foundation staying with us. That gave us the extra boost on the week. We had a lot of celebrities, a lot of sports people staying with us. But it was a very exciting week, not just for the staff and ourselves, but for the public alone. They could come in, mix and mingle. But it was a very busy week as well. I have to say it was very successful.
What's business like now at the moment for the townhouse and looking forward into 2019?
Business at the moment, you know what, it picked up right away, which was quite unbelievable. You always were waiting for it to come next year or the year after, but it picked up right away. We had people even flew in from Texas a few weeks later. They seen it on TV. They ran us during the Open, and they just flew in right away. It was an amazing. They booked to come back next year for the week after the Irish Open, or the British Open. They're coming back next year. But it is very busy at the moment. Phones are really going, hopping along. We have more tour operators that we even knew about, and next year I would say is maybe up 80% alone on golf bookings, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that's a massive lift, and just off the back of one major tournament.
You know, they always told us there'd be a big lift, but you know, you think these things come and go, but it just didn't come and go. There's a legacy here, and it's something that we ourselves have to build on, and we can build on. And you know, it's a huge lift, and we're delighted.
What's the sort of spread of visitors? You mentioned that there was a group coming from Texas. From what other parts of the world and Ireland and Europe would you see people now booking in to the townhouse here?
Yeah, I mean, the Europeans are massive. There's no question about that there. But I mean, this year we've had a good few Asians, which is quite unusual. And there is a lot of Asians coming next year, which is great to see. It's a new market. We've had Australian tour operators stay with us lately. So we're hoping to see some of those. I know it's a big journey, but I mean, they were highly impressed. You know, it's not just about Ballyliffin. We're a great centre location here. With the ferries, which is extremely important to us. I can't say how important the ferries are. They're using Ballyliffin as a centrepiece, so it's maybe only half an hour to Greencastle, 10 minutes over the ferry, and you're at Portrush, and it's the same with the Buncrana ferry. It's fantastic. It's a great place, Ballyliffin.
So in saying that, then it's key and it's vital that all parties keep working together and making sure these vital services like the ferries are in place next year and obviously after that to keep this area thriving, Cal.
Yeah, I don't think we realised how important the ferries were. We always knew they were important, but I mean, I was at a Tour Operators Association meeting there a few weeks back, and we sold a lot of rooms just because of the ferries, because they could use Ballyliffin as a centre base and they could send their clients to Portrush or to the other side of Donegal so easily from this area. So the ferries are hugely important.
There's sort of like a knock-on effect here as well, because you use local produce as much as you can from the area and from the county. So if your business is getting busier, that means you're buying in more stock, I suppose, from other local businesses, and there's a knock-on effect there, Cal.
There's a huge knock-on effect there from even the painters and decorators. I mean, you've got to keep your buildings looking great outside. Mm. So I mean, everybody's getting a turn. Of course, all the food companies, of course, all the local shops, people pulling in to buy their fuel, their newspapers, there's a huge knock-on effect. It's not just the hotels.
There is talk of the Irish Open coming back, possibly in 5 to 8 years' time, and you'll be very welcoming of seeing it return, not just maybe to Inishowen, but to the county in general, Cahill.
Yeah, do you know what? It's not surprising that it would return. It was so successful. We do look forward to it, but it's not just about Ballyliffin, as you say. It's about the whole county. It's about Donegal as a whole and the Greater North West area included. So we do look very much forward to having it back.
Golf numbers have been decreasing countrywide, but is Donegal set to buck that trend with a follow-on from the Irish Open? Port Salon is another of the great seven Donegal Links courses that are in the world's top 50. General manager at the Fannett Peninsula venue is Dara Lyons.
Yeah, it feels like so long ago on a frosty morning like this morning, Oisin, but it was fantastic. There was a great buzz, everybody talking about the Irish Open. in the lead up to the Irish Open, we had Paul McGinley over with the Sky Sports team, and they'd done a show and a little snippet from Portsallan Golf Club, and that looked absolutely fantastic with the beach covered in people and boats. And the golf course was very, very busy this summer, and the good weather helped. So there was just a great buzz around the Irish Open, and looking at the images then through the Irish Open, and then, you know, being beamed in the clubhouse, that's Ballyliffin up there on the TV, and it's only over the road, and people coming and going to and from the Irish Open. It was just a great time and great for the county.
What's it been like since? Has it been busier than normal in the final quarter of the year after the summertime?
Yeah, it definitely has. There was a good lift. Again, the weather helped. You know, we had a great summer, and yeah, there was a lot of awareness around the region after the Irish Open. We had people coming from America and from the UK who had, you know, they'd seen the images on the TV. They were looking forward to getting out on the golf course and playing, but they were also maybe coming from, they might have played Ballyliffin the day before, or they might have been going to Ballyliffin in the next couple of days. So there was a lot of talk about it. And definitely we finished off the season on a high. You know, it was a busy summer, which was great. And hopefully it bodes well for the future.
Golf generally, not just in Ireland, but across the globe, the numbers have been dwindling. Is Donegal Golf now bucking that trend this year, given the Irish Open was here, and what the knock-on effect's going to be now in the future?
Well, hopefully we're bucking the trend. Like, it definitely helps having events like this in the area, and it's a first for Donegal, and hopefully it's a start of great things to come. Numbers-wise, I mean, you know, through the recession, we would have lost a lot of golfers. A lot of people didn't have the means to play golf, and that then has a knock-on effect to maybe kids, because they don't get a chance to maybe take their kids out in the golf course. Definitely the junior numbers in Portsallan this year are on the up, and since the Irish Open, you know, we're up to maybe, I think we've nearly 60 juniors now, 58 versus 36 last year. So that's very, very positive. And hopefully we can increase that again next year and just give them an opportunity to play. I mean, a lot of them would have been to the Irish Open, and they would have seen the stars out there. They want to copy them and emulate them. And, you know, it's a great chance for them to get out there and play now, and they'll have every opportunity.
So far, heading into next year, what's the outlook for Portsallan like next year?
The outlook is positive. I mean, bookings, particularly maybe overseas and from the UK, bookings are very positive. Again, we have the Open next year, which is a massive event and a great showcase for the north of Ireland, but also it's really going to help our region, because there's going to be 150,000 golfers attending the Open over the week of the Open. So a lot of them are going to feed their way into Donegal and play golf, and they're going to want to play links golf, and that's what we have to offer. We have some of the best links golf courses in the world here. So, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity next year to grow our numbers and hopefully have a successful year.
What about down around the general Portsallan Fannet area? What's business been like? What's the consensus been like among the business owners in the area?
Yeah, they've had a good summer. I mean, again, reverting back to the weather really, really helped. We had a great summer. I think probably ask anybody about ice cream sales and they'll tell you it was the best in 10 years. So businesses are very positive. Again, when they have a good year and bookings for us look good for next year, and I'm sure the local hotels as well, bookings are very positive for next year. So, you know, it gives people a sense of optimism, and you know, they're generally looking forward to it rather than worrying, you know. Yeah. So that's good to see.
It's all about the legacy now and keeping this momentum going. What sort of part will Portsallan have to play in this scenario?
It is. It's really, really important now that we make a mark and keep it current. And I think it's very important that we work together, get the support and backing of Donegal County Council and Fáilte Ireland, and make sure that we're attending as many golf shows as possible and showing the world what Donegal has to offer, which is a top-class links venue with great hotels. And, you know, that'll be the legacy to put Donegal on the map, basically, as a top destination to come and play golf.
The Irish Open was hosted by Ballyliffin. John Farn has said himself that there is other clubs in the county that are very, very capable of hosting the European Tour event. Is that something that Portsallan could do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to aspire to host the biggest events there are. Ballyliffin proved what everybody can do. I mean, you look at the infrastructure they put in around Ballyliffin, which is fantastic. And, you know, we watch the European Tour every week and we see some of the golf courses that are hosting tournaments, and we can definitely hold our own amongst them. You know, we've got the best golf courses in the world up here, and, you know, they're a test to any top class European Tour pro, so we can definitely host anything.
Rory McIlroy has been inspirational in turning the Irish Open from a dwindling event into a superstar round of the European Tour. It's not just about golf all of the time. Where the Irish Open has gone since the Ulsterman became the host, the Rory Foundation looked to impact positively on the local community. In 2018, the foundation donated €100,000 to the Donegal Hospice. Chairperson with the hospice is Grace Boyle.
We appreciate very much that we were the chosen charity in Donegal, Donegal Hospice. We're absolutely delighted that through the help of the Ballyliffin Golf Club, and in particular John Farron, that it came our direction. And it was very well received. I think the people of Donegal were delighted as well, because they knew it was going to a very good cause in relation to the Donegal Hospice. Well, at the moment, we're refurbishing the rooms. We have an 8-bed unit, and 4 of the rooms have now been done, and we're hoping to do the other 4 after Christmas. And this is after 15 years since the hospice was opened. So it is a really, really well worth the donation that we got. Went a long way towards doing this work. We do have a lot of ongoing costs in relation to the hospice. Because we provide 20% of the running costs of the 8-bedded unit, that amounts to $500,000 a year. So it was a huge help to us to get a single donation of $100,000 in one particular year. There's 6 home care nurses in Donegal, and they do right across the county. But we provide all the equipment that's needed: beds, chairs, syringe drivers, any other essential items that's needed to give it more comfortable for the patients. And between looking after the children, there's 7 small children in Donegal that we provide services to as well. Just giving them, maybe if all that's needed is some home help for the parents. We would spend in the region of $750,000 doing that every year. So our usual cost for the year would be over $1.2 million. To get $100,000 in one particular donation was a great help towards that cost. We do intend as well to extend the hospice. We hope to extend it to a 12-bed unit, have 4 more rooms built on, which will bring our capacity up to what should be for the population of Donegal.
Without the help of the Donegal County Council and Fáilte Ireland, the Irish Open would not have been able to get as far north as Ballyliffin. The council was an integral part in the process of securing the event and then making sure that the infrastructure, amenities and services were at a level that is required to host such a sized event in the county. Liam Ward, Director of Services with Donegal County Council, said it was an easy decision to get involved and back the Irish Open.
So from day one, when John spoke to the Chief Executive, Seamus Neely, Seamus made it clear to him that Donegal County Council certainly would be on board, and any help and assistance that we could give to secure the event, and then obviously to help in the organising and the running of the event, we'd be only too delighted to do. The role of the council, if you take even a step back before that week, obviously coming on board with John and saying we'd be there to support him, there were financial considerations there. Obviously there's a venue fee to be provided. We were very fortunate, and I suppose with the relationship we have with our colleagues in Derry City and Strabane District Council, and through the Northwest Regional Development Group, to be able to secure some of that funding through that Northwest Fund, the council had to step up as well. But in advance, it's the planning of the event where there was quite a significant amount of work, and that would involve, in particular, the traffic management, and sitting down with the European Tour, the Gardaí, emergency services, and sitting out and planning how we would get people in and out of the area, obviously in a timely manner, but in a safe manner. And then, obviously, on the event as well, over the course of the number of days, responding to any issues that might arise and to be available there, you know, was part and parcel of what we provided. Outside of the local roads team, there would have been our fire service team would have been involved in terms of the emergency services end of things. That would be Joseph McTaggart and his team. From a tourism point of view, we would have looked at this as absolutely a huge opportunity to showcase the county. And so Barney McLaughlin and his team would have been involved. And then as well, from the local community point of view, which we took on board from day one, we needed to get the community buy-in here. So Fiona Doherty, locally down there, working out of the Carndonagh office, put a lot of effort into engaging with local communities and getting them to buy in. And part of that, the Dubai Duty Free came on board in terms of sponsoring an event for shop fronts and that, which was hugely successful. But it really grabbed the imagination of the local community, local businesses, and as a consequence, everybody bought into it, and that's exactly what we looked to get to happen, to make happen.
What about the legacy now of the Irish Open? What part does the council have to play in it, Liam?
Well, if there was one thing, I suppose I would acknowledge to John Farn and to Ballyliffin Golf Club was, and it was a key message. And it was one that we were particularly, as in the council, and you know, wanted to hear. Was fantastic to get the event here in 2018. Absolutely fantastic, huge achievement, and the manner in which the event was organised and run and went off was outstanding. But we were always interested in the legacy. The legacy for us was as important, and John Farn himself would have repeated that in numerous times. So, from our point of view, the legacy, what does it mean for Donegal? Well, for a start, to get the level of exposure we enjoyed, the county enjoyed during those 4 or 5 days, you know, was fantastic. You know, you had unbelievable coverage. Like, you had something like almost 3,200 hours of broadcast around the event. You know, you had 98% of the respondents who attended the event over the days that, you know, took part in a survey said the rate at the event is either good or very good. So from that, people will get the message, you know, this is an area we'd like to come back to. So from our point of view, the legacy is that there's recognition of the brand of Donegal, there's recognition of the area, there's recognition of the product that we have here in the county. And that exposure, we would like to feel, will encourage others to come to the county to spend their time, be it from a golfing point of view, absolutely, because we have fantastic golf courses available and an offer here, and are only too delighted to welcome people, but from a tourism point of view. So that's the legacy we want to see out of this event.
Almost 100,000 spectators came through the gates at Ballyliffin. Almost 650 million tuned in on television across the world. It resulted in an advertising dream for the area and county. It was an ideal marketing platform to showcase what Donegal had to offer. Joan Crawford is manager with Faolcha Ireland Donegal.
The Irish Open was a world-class event for us to get to Donegal in terms of having those 94,239 people in attendance. Look, the marketing that we got from it was unbelievable in terms of we 2.6 million minutes watched on YouTube in terms of the Irish Open event itself. We'd over 3.1 million social media impressions across all our social media platforms in terms of Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We 37 broadcasters and in Ballyliffin covering the event, which resulted in 853 broadcasts. Now, those broadcasts just weren't Ireland. They were US, they were France, Germany, Denmark, Spain and Italy. But we not only profiled golf within the county, we had aerial coverage of Fannad, of Slieve League, of Malin Head, of other visitor attractions. So we were setting the scene in terms of if you come to Donegal for golf, there's loads more for you to see and do in the county. In 2017, we had 629,000 visitors. That included domestic and overseas to Donegal. They had a spend of 172 million. That was 2017. With these figures of added to the Irish Open for 2018, we're hoping to see a significant increase in terms of visitor spend and numbers. But we're not just talking about 2018. This is a legacy event. We're setting the scene for other, that Donegal is able to hold events of this scale. That we're going. Our biggest challenge is growing visitor numbers, and by growing visitor numbers, we're growing employment and growing economic spend within the county.
Across the county. Are you getting indicators of how beneficial this is in the, ahead of the next 12 months?
Yes, and talking to trade, we can see that there's advanced golf bookings very much ahead of previous years, and as much as up to 80% in some establishments. We're getting results in terms of advanced bookings for the British Open. So yes, we are definitely seeing results from holding the Irish Open in 2018.
What about away from golf? Has there been any sort of benefits, Joan?
Yeah, we're actually starting to see an increase in visitor numbers and our overall visitor attractions. If you look at Glenbeigh, we'd peak figures this year in terms of 211,000. Malinhead had 172,000 visitors this year. So yes, we are starting to see the economic benefit of holding events of this scale. Previously, we had 5 hotels that were operating on a seasonal basis. Those are now operating on a year-round basis, and that's fantastic for us in tourism in Donegal.
This legacy has been talked about, been in the county for the next 10 years or so. From a Fáilte Ireland Donegal point of view, how are you going to contribute now to the next 10 years and keep this momentum going?
We will be profiling golf in the overseas markets through the platforms Tourism Ireland make available to us. The golf that we have in Donegal is a world-class product, and we will be putting it in the shop window for all the international visitors to see.
So as we have heard in this programme, the Irish Open in Ballyliffin made the big impact across the board. That boost has been felt now across the Northwest presently and will do so into the foreseeable future. The first year of the 10-year legacy is showing bright signs and a strong foundation. But it's everyone continuing to work together that will keep that prized momentum building. It was a wonderful time in that first week of July, and the case of a world standard golfing event returning to Ballyliffin, or indeed another Donegal course, is in a strong position. Finally, the last thought to the man that orchestrated the move to bring the Irish Open to Ballyliffin, John Farn.
Oh, listen, it's a great source of satisfaction to have been brought the Irish Open to Ballyliffin, having worked on it for so long. But it's a group effort, the club fully behind this ambition from the very start, albeit at certain times people thought it was it was dreaming, but everyone supported the ambition and the that target to get the Irish Open here. So certainly very satisfying, but more so from the perspective of Ballyliffin Golf Club and finally getting the recognition that this place deserves and that this county deserves. And it's not just about the golf, although the golf was the trigger to get the TV cameras and the crowds, and it's about selling the area and making the area a destination of choice. We're still only scratching the surface in terms of the visitor numbers we're getting into the Northwest region, but we need to continue pressing those buttons and pushing those barriers to ensure that the Northwest gets its fair share of the international visitors coming into the country. And we'd like to think that Donegal has done its bit certainly this year.
There's more on the Irish Open legacy in the playback and sports sections of our website, highlandradio.com. You can revisit the excitement of that week, and there's also videos from our visit back to Ballyliffin.